This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates using social media outlet Twitter had a field day Monday after Colorado's National Abortion Rights Action League affiliate repeatedly tripped over their own rhetoric as they discussed human life. NARAL used phrases like crimes against unborn women and said things that seemed to defend the actions of criminals who end pregnancies against the wishes of a mother. Republican Carly Fiorina may be to California what Hillary Clinton is to New York. In an interview with The Hill, the possible GOP candidate for president is saying abortion is becoming a winning issue and urges like-minded politicos to press their case to the public in 2016. She says she is confronted frequently by people who condemn the Republican platform on abortion while knowing nothing about the Democrat position. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Several dozen Pennsylvania lawmakers are criticizing the possible return of Pedro Cortez to his previous position as Pennsylvania Secretary of State. In his previous tenure there, he was responsible for complaints against professional licensees of the state, like the infamous abortionist and now convicted murderer, Kermit Gosnell. They say Cortez took no action against Gosnell in West Philadelphia and say he has taken no responsibility for his department's documented failures. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.